This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis on Thursday morning celebrated Mass for young people at St. Mary's Cathedral in Yangon, the last event on his schedule in Myanmar ahead of his departure for Bangladesh later in the day. Our correspondent Philippa Hitchin is travelling with Pope Francis and sent this report.
It was the last event of this four-day visit to Myanmar, and it was the one which best captured the hopes of the country, struggling to find its way to becoming a modern, democratic, developed nation. Standing outside the red-brick colonial-era cathedral with its tall twin towers, I chatted with some of the hundreds of young men and women waiting patiently for the Pope to arrive. Most were dressed in the colourful costumes of their different regions, representing the multi-ethnic history of the modern Myanmar. They're fiercely proud of these origins, history and local traditions, but they also want to be part of a forward-looking, internationally accepted nation that offers job prospects and opportunities to enjoy the same standards of living as their contemporaries in more developed countries. An awful lot has changed here in the past few years since the government began opening up to the outside world. Just 4 years ago, there was little lighting and few flights arriving at Yangon's airport. Now, the city still includes some strikingly poor slum quarters with rusty tin shacks and open sewers, but it also offers all the international brand names and hotel chains you'd find in New York, London or Rome. The youngsters I talked to were very aware of the challenges facing their leader Aung San Suu Kyi as she seeks to modernise the economy and steer the country away from the grip of military rule that has stunted its growth for the past six decades. There are, of course, no instant answers to the challenges facing the country today. Not even a papal visit, as many had naively hoped, can miraculously bring peace between the military and the various ethnic independence armies. In his words to the young people, Pope Francis acknowledged how hard it is to talk about the good news of the gospel when injustice, poverty and misery are all around. Yet he told them, "You must be messengers of hope in Myanmar, unafraid to believe in God's mercy and show solidarity with your suffering sisters and brothers."
Messaggeri del lieto annuncio di Gesù, soprattutto per i vostri coetanei e amici.
He urged them to listen to the voice of the Lord, so often drowned out by the deafening noise and distractions of their daily lives. He told them not to be afraid to cause a stir or ask thought-provoking questions.
Fatevi sentire.
No easy option for people who've been told what to think and say and do for decades. So will his words make a difference to those youngsters listening so attentively inside the airy cathedral or outside in front of big screens on the grass? Be courageous, generous and joyful, the Pope told them, adding that the gospel always grows from small beginnings. Bishops here are hoping that his words will mark a new beginning for this small church, sowing seeds of hope among its young people as he encouraged them to bear much fruit for the years to come. In Yangon, with Pope Francis, I'm Philippa Hitchin.